Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Today we're going to be talking about sports.
Hey.
What's your favorite sport, Laura?
我最喜欢什么运动啊? My favorite sport is swimming.
Okay.
游泳. What about you?
I really like watching soccer, which is the number one sport in England. We'll talk about soccer later. I also really like cricket. Though I don't think many people in Taiwan will know what that is.
I know what it is.
Really?
Because I used to play cricket at school in Australia.
Oh.
刚刚 Pat 提到啊，他最喜欢看的运动是什么呢？就是 soccer, 足球。不过呢，他喜欢的运动大家可能比较不熟悉，就是 cricket, 板球哦。
Mm-hmm. In today's article, two of our friends, Jeffrey and Brian, talk about sport.Jeffrey is going to tell Brian how to play a new sport.
Cool, 所以听说呢，这个 Jeffrey 来跟 Brian 讲如何玩一个新的运动呢。
Let's see if Brian likes it.
那我们就来看看到底 Brian 会不会喜欢这个新的运动吧。Let's take a look.
Time to exercise.
Let's go get some exercise.Do you want to play volleyball?
Is it like soccer? It sounds like hard work.
It's really fun. I used to play in my school's volleyball club.
Good for you, but I don't play sports well.
You're a tall guy. That's an advantage in volleyball. Come on, try this.
Okay, I'll try to bump the ball like you did.Ow!
Maybe that was too difficult. Well, try this one.
Ah! I nearly broke my nose! Volleyball is not my cup of tea. Word power!
Volleyball. Volleyball. We all had fun playing volleyball at the beach. We all had fun playing volleyball at the beach. Soccer. Soccer. You need a ball in two teams to play soccer. You need a ball in two teams to play soccer.Club. Club. Richard's Cooking Club has a bake sale every month. Richard's Cooking Club has a bake sale every month. Nearly. Nearly. We nearly got lost while walking around the small streets of Rome. We nearly got lost.While walking around the small streets of Rome.
Jeffrey starts by saying, Let's go get some exercise. Do you want to play volleyball?
Wow, 所以一开始呢 ,Jeffrey 就说诶、欸、我们去运动吧你想要玩这个排球吗、
Volleyball, that's V-O-L-L-E-Y-B-A-L-L, volleyball, is a game in which two teams use their handsTo hit a ball over a high net. I'm sure you play it at school. You also see people playing it at the beach because the sand is soft and you won't get hurt if you fall over.
That's nice, beach volleyball. 大家知道我们要讲的运动是什么吗？就是排球啦 ,volleyball. 那常常呢我们打排球中间那个网子的英文就是 net.而发球的话我们可以称它我们可以用动词 serve, S-E-R-V-E, serve the ball, 就是发球。而我们常常会在海滩这个打排球所以就是 beach volleyball.
For example, we could say, we all had fun playing volleyball at the beach. We all had fun playing volleyball at the beach.
我们呢在这个海边很开心的玩排球。当我们用 have fun doing something, 就是做什么事情很开心很好玩这样的意思啦。
Okay, so Brian isn't sure about Jeffrey's idea. He says, is it like soccer? It sounds like hard work.
Wow, Brian. 这时候 Brian 还蛮好笑，他可能是不太擅长运动。他说，哦，那这个排球跟 soccer 很像吗？哇，听起来好像很难玩耶。So, can you please explain soccer?
Okay, soccer, that's S-O-C-C-E-R, soccer, is a sport played by two teams of 11 players who try to kick a round ball into their opponent's goal. In England, it's the biggest sport, but we call it football, not soccer. In America, football means something else. But if a British person says football, they're talking about soccer.
Interesting. Did you guys get confused? Okay, soccer 是什么呢？就是足球运动。那很多人常常会把 football 跟 soccer 搞混，其实呢，就是因为有美式英语跟这个英式英语的关系啦。所以简单来说呢，美国人他们提到 soccer 就是那种黑白色的圆圆的球，可是在英国呢，也就是英式英语当中呢，他们却是用 football 这个字来当作黑白这个颜色的圆形的足球。那不过呢，在这边补充，在美式英语当中 ,football 则是用来指这个椭圆形的美式橄榄球，所以不要搞错这两个用法哦。
So we could say, you need a ball and two teams to play soccer. You need a ball and two teams to play soccer.
你需要一颗球和两支队伍才可以进行足球赛。
Jeffrey likes volleyball. He says, it's really fun. I used to play in my school's volleyball club. A club, C-L-U-B, club, is a group of people who meet together regularly for a particular exercise, a sport, activity, or something like that.
这时候呢 ,Jeffrey 就怎么回？他说，哇，听起来很好玩耶，我曾经在我学校的排球社玩过排球。这里我们先来看一下 club、club 这个字是一个名词，就是社团的意思啦。像在学校 there are many kinds of clubs at school、for example, a dance club、就是热舞社啦。然后呢，我自己本身非常喜欢 I like this, a book club，就是像是读书会啦、And also something I'm not very good at is、if I join a chess club. Chess 呢就是下棋的棋子，所以就是 chess club 就是棋艺社啦。
Well, here's an example sentence. Richard's cooking club has a bake sale every month. Richard's cooking club has a bake sale every month.
Cool. 那所以就是这句例句呢，就是指 Richard 的烘焙社，也就是 Cooking Club， 每个月呢都会举行这个糕点的义卖会 ，a bake sale.
So were you in a club at school, Laura?
Yes, I was. 我之前有参加这个辩论社。辩论就是 debating. I used to be in a debating club.
Oh, so you just argue with people?
Yeah, it's really fun.
In that last sentence, Jeffrey used the phrase used to. This means that he did something before, but he doesn't now.
没有错。大家刚刚有没有看到 used to 这样的片语，就是用来表示过去怎么样，曾经怎么样，而现在不会这么做了。那注意哦， used to, 我们后面要接什么呢？就是原形动词啦。那不要把这个跟 be used to doing something 搞错。These are two different sentence patterns.、当你用 I am used to, 然后后面接动词 ing, 就是表示习惯于做什么。For example, I am used to getting up early. That just means I usually get up early. 我很习惯早起这样的意思啦。
So for used to, we could say, I used to live in England, but now...I live in Taiwan. I used to live in England, but now I live in Taiwan.
True. 所以还记不记得 used to 就是之前怎么样，现在不怎么样。所以 Pat 他以前住在英国，但他现在当然不住在英国，因为他现在怎么样？ He lives in Taiwan. 他住在台湾。
So Jeffrey used to play volleyball, But what about Brian? He says, good for you, but I don't play sports well.
Oh, 所以这时候呢，他就回这个，Brian 就说了，哦，那你很棒哦 good for you, 但是呢，我不太擅长运动耶。
Jeffrey has an answer for this too. He says, you're a tall guy. That's an advantage in volleyball. Come on, try this. He then shows Brian how to do a bump, which I think is like this.
Yeah.
An advantage, the other word we use there, advantage is A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E.Advantage is something that will help you succeed.
Okay. 这时候呢，可能他希望这个 Brian 可以加入他的这个运动，所以他就说：“哎 ，Come on， 这你是一个高个子的人啊，这可是在打排球非常占优势的哦。”那这时候呢，他就是做了一个可能在这个排球我们很技术上刚刚这个派有示范给他 a bump， 就是击球。那这个刚刚有提到 advantage 这个字咯，意思就是指优势啦，或是优点啊，有利条件这样的意思。And the opposite of this word is, of course, disadvantage. 就在 advantage 前面加上字首 dis, 表示不利、不便这样子的意思。
Let's use advantage in a sentence.
Sure.
Being tall is an advantage in basketball. Being tall...is an advantage in basketball.
That's true. 在篮球当中呢，这个身高很高的话呢，就是个优势啦。And I think being big, like really strong, is an advantage in tugs of war.
Yes.
就是拔河，身材就要壮硕，就是个优势。
Let's see if Brian can bump as well. He says, okay, I'll try to bump the ball like you did. Ow! Uh-oh.It looks like it went wrong. So Jeffrey tries something else. He says, maybe that was too difficult. Well, try this one. Then shows Brian a set, which is like this.
Oh, so Jason, 他好像失败，因为他本来想要试试看 bump. OK, 就是击球。所以他说，哦，好难哦。那接着他就说，诶，那你要不要试试看 a set, 就是托球。
Okay, Brian tries that too. Ah, I nearly broke my nose. Volleyball is not my cup of tea. Nearly, it's N-E-A-R-L-Y, nearly means almost, not quite, not completely.
Okay, 所以我们这里看到 nearly 就是指几乎这样子的意思咯。那看来呢，他就是说，诶，他这个排球并不是很适合他，他几乎把他的鼻子给打断了。
So we could say, we nearly got lost while walking around the small streets of Rome. We nearly got lost while walking around the small streets of Rome.
我们绕着罗马的小街道转，差点迷了路了。
Okay, so that is the end of this part of the article, so let's move on to our ending. So, Brian didn't really enjoy volleyball.It wasn't his cup of tea. That means he didn't like it. Do you like volleyball, Laura?
Actually, it's not my cup of tea either. 我也不是非常喜欢排球诶。I'm not really good that athletic.
Okay. I'm not very tall or strong, so I can't play it either. Okay, so never mind. I prefer badminton.
Cool, badminton. Me too. 就是羽球诶。And I also like table tennis or ping pong.
Okay. Well, maybe there is something else Brian likes better. We'll find that out in tomorrow's article. So we'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
大家好，我是 Evita。搭乘台北公车时，你们会注意什么事情呢？我一上车之前，一定会先看一下标示灯，是显示上车收费还是下车收费。不过我呢，通常都是先把悠游卡拿在手上，不然上车收费再找卡片，公车都开了，摇摇晃晃，实在是很难拿钱包哎。OK, 那用英文表达是上车收票还是下车收票呢？这样是这样子说的 Do I pay before or after the ride? Do I pay before or after the ride? Pay 动词付款，它的三态要注意，分别是 pay, paid, paid。我们要说付车票钱，那就是 ticket fare。Fare 是专指交通工具的票价，而这句话 Do I pay before or after ride? 我们还看到了 ride 这边当作名词使用哦，是搭乘的意思。Ride 做名词使用时，很多常用的口语的句子，例如你想问人家说是否需要搭便车，英文的说法就是 Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? 另外表示开车载某人的用法就是 Give someone a ride, Give someone a ride. 所以就可以说My father gave me a ride to school. My father gave me a ride to school. 好的，今天教的实用句型，大家要多练习哦。A Plus 小聚会，明天见。Chit chat.
Let's have some ice cream.
Sweet,
sweet. 冰淇淋本来就是 sweet 甜的啊。
相信啊，大家都知道 sweet 这个字哦，好简单啊，不就是形容词表示甜的呢？像是 This cake is too sweet， 这块蛋糕太甜了。Or I have a sweet tooth， 哎呦，这可不是说我有一颗甜的牙齿，因为 have a sweet tooth 可是指喜欢吃甜食的意思哦，是不是很可爱呢？另外 sweet 在口语上还可以指某个人个性很贴心很好心的意思哦，像是啊，如果有人特地在你生日那一天送礼物给你，这样非常有心的话呢，你就可能这么对他说 How sweet of you to remember my birthday and buy me a gift， 好体贴哦，你还记得我的生日还买礼物给我呢。不过呢，如果你是一个很喜欢看美国影集或是美国电影的时候呢，你一定常注意到，诶，他们是不是常说 sweet 用来表示很棒、很酷、很好的意思哦？没有错，其实 sweet 还可以指 cool 或者是 awesome awesome 或是 nice 的意思，都是用来指好棒哦。那要怎么用呢？比方说，如果有人对你说 I want two free movie tickets， 我赢到两张免费的电影票，诶，那你就可以回他 sweet 来表示哇，好棒诶，好酷哦。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
一般字典上 sweet 都是翻译成甜的或是某很贴心的意思，可是今天 Laura 老师教你一个字典上有时候查不到的意思哦，因为 sweet 在口语上还可以指好酷哦，跟 cool 的意思差不多哦。
Time to exercise.
Let's go get some exercise. Do you want to play volleyball?
Is it like soccer? It sounds like hard work.
It's really fun. I used to play in my school's volleyball club.
Good for you, but I don't play sports well.
You're a tall guy. That's an advantage in volleyball. Come on, try this.
Okay, I'll try to bump the ball like you did. Ow!
Maybe that was too difficult. Well, try this one.
Ah, I nearly broke my nose. Volleyball is not my cup of tea.
Volleyball. Volleyball. We all had fun playing volleyball at the beach. We all had fun playing volleyballAt the beach. Soccer. Soccer. You need a ball in two teams to play soccer. You need a ball in two teams to play soccer. Club. Club. Richard's cooking club has a bake sale every month.Richard's Cooking Club has a bake sale every month. Nearly. Nearly. We nearly got lost while walking around the small streets of Rome. We nearly got lost while walking around the small streets of Rome.